Mandy Malone's audio podcasts are for consenting adults only. The material contained on this and other podcasts is not intended for minors under the age of 18. 21 in jurisdictions where 21 is the age of majority, those who do not desire to be exposed to sexually explicit material, leave now. If your community does not allow such, you must also leave. Access is allowed only to adults who are familiar with sexually explicit material of this nature and who are not offended by this material and desire to be exposed to this material. This podcast may contain artistic and literary value as well as educational information regarding sexual matters relating to masturbation, cuckolding for responsible adults interested in this type of information. If you are easily offended or uncomfortable with this, please leave now. You must agree to release the creditors of this website, its owners, service providers, and other affiliates or agents from any and all liabilities. Click on this podcast only if you agree with these terms. Thank you. Well, today is a very good day to let you all know about Woodsman. I know you guys are really into hearing about Woodsman. I've had a lot of response on prior podcasts, and Woodsman is a regular cuckold playmate of mine on here. He has a real-life cuckold situation. If you check my past podcasts about him, you will see that Woodsman lives the cuckold lifestyle that many of you guys and tiny dick guys and little dick loser guys and cuckold guys are just longing for. That, oh, you know, that real hardcore humiliation that only a live-in cuckold wife can do for you, which is what Woodsman has. He went to college, and while he was in school, he had a girlfriend who cuckolded him. And as I said again, go back and play some of the other stories and podcasts, because he is incredible. There are just some unique stories there that have to be true, because how could he make these things up? Recently, his wife has been living in, it's his ex-wife, and she moved back in with Woodsman, but she moved in and then told him that she was moving her young stud boyfriend in too. And Woodsman didn't know about it, so they were residing in his house for a while, but this weekend, it's about 2 weeks since I had spoken to him, this week, the boyfriend moved out, and it was just Woodsman and his wife alone in the house. But Woodsman, his wife, came up with this idea, and it was a bet. And I said, a bet about what? He says, a bet about you. I said, what do you mean? So he said, well, my wife's been listening to your audios, and she has a bet going with me that if you say yes, she should have sex with me, she'll do it. And I said, me? Why me? And he said, well, because she knows that you and I are friends, and I told her that you would let me have sex with her or have her have sex with me if I asked you. Well, I got to tell you, really had me, you know, a little bit stumped here, because on the one hand, we are friends, and I do feel sorry for him that he doesn't get any. But on the other hand, he's got this little itsy-bitsy, and, you know, I really can't see inflicting that on his poor wife. So I said, are you all sitting down out there? I said, no, she can't have sex with you. You got that little tiny cock, and forget it. So he said his wife was like, oh, yeah, you know, because she listened in on the phone when I said, you know, I didn't want her to have sex with him. So here's the thing. It's men with big cocks and real men that get to have sex with women like us. And you guys with little dicks, you're really pathetic, and we don't want to have sex with you. And I'm sorry, Woodsman. I know you were like moaning. You kept saying, oh, Mandy, if only you had said yes. If only you had said yes. But I really couldn't say yes, Woodsman, because your cock is too small. And, you know, I think it would be good if we locked you up in a chastity device. What do you think about that? A nice little chastity device to lock that cock away in, and then you don't have to think about it anymore because you won't be able to come. It'll just be stuck in that cock cage while your wife is getting pleasured by a real man. And just so you shouldn't forget, I'll probably be getting pleasured by a real man too. Thank you, Woodsman. You know I always love talking to you.